This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I just want to apologize to all my friends and welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
They're not happy with you.
We don't have to say anything else.
We're not bringing people up there and dropping them off in Weld County. No, it's just a joke.
In fact, our friend Allison, her dad was a judge there.
Weld County?
Yep.
It's a beautiful place.
It is. I love it.
A little flat, but beautiful.
Kind of floods a lot.
Yeah.
But you can go swimming.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one horse, do you see that one horse? He's just sitting there with his neck up above the water, like, what in the hell?
In Weld County?
Yeah, it was like a few years ago.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Everybody's like, can somebody get the horse, please?
Are they bad about tornadoes up there?
They love tornadoes there.
Don't they have a lot of tornadoes?
Yeah, they're like number one or something.
Yeah.
They got like a ranking.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I think in the whole country, no, not over Oklahoma, right? Or
I think they're up there, though.
I don't know, but I saw a great crime story a few days ago on, and it was in Weld County.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, somebody whacked somebody else.
What do you have there, Schmidel?
This says that Weld County has more tornadoes than anywhere else in the United States.
Yep. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There. See, I knew they were holy moly. Something. Horses that can't swim and tornadoes.
Well, it would seem mean to drop people off there then.
We take
all that back.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it seems really mean.
You're right, because they pick up all the shopping carts.
Well,
and
yeah.
Make them projectiles.
Well, who knows where they'll end up.
Okay. Anyway, I love everybody in Weld County. I love you all in Weld County.
Yeah, I love Weld County.
Weld County, home of the fighting welders.
I don't think that's what they... No, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
They're fighting something.
Yeah. Fighting farmers?
Could be.
Yeah. All right. I like that one. Okay, let's see here. I wanted to tell you guys real quick again. Highway 93 is closed in both directions from...
Still?
Yeah, it says it's going to be hours. They said it's going to be hours.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Must be a bad accident.
Highway 93 closed in both directions from Table Mountain to 58th Avenue. They are saying it's going to take several hours. So that was about an hour ago.
Okay.
I don't know how many hours. But just look on your ways and stuff. Let's see here. What was I going to tell you? Hold on. Oh, did you see that the Chili Peppers, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, are seeking $350 million for their music catalog? Man, this is the new rage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, give it away, give it away now. Isn't that them?
Yeah. My one of my best friends, my best friend was Flea's neighbor.
Really?
Flea. Flea's the singer.
He's the bass player.
Is he bass player?
Yeah.
Flea. He lived right next door to him.
Wow.
We'd see Flea all the time.
You would?
Yeah. He's a scrawny little dude.
Yeah. He doesn't wear a lot of clothes either.
He didn't when he came to the mailbox. Yeah.
And he does this with his whole head and everything.
Like, he gets into it. I went out and visited him once, and we saw Flea.
Do you remember that song? Flea. Flea, fly, flow. Acumula, acumula, acumula vista. Oh, no, no, not Vista, Vista.
No, I don't remember that song.
Flea.
I'm very serious.
Flea, fly, flow. Acumla, 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 Vista. Oh, no, not Vista, Vista.
Are you making fun that I know Flea? Well, I don't know Flea. I just spotted Flea going to the mailbox.
Flea. Flea, fly. Flea, fly. Flea, fly, fly.
All right,
Flea,
Spadilla.
Acumla, acumla, acumla,
Vista. Acumla,
acumla, acumla. Cumulada, 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 vista. Oh, no, not the vista.
Oh, no, 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 vista.
Vista.
What is this from?
It's a camp song. That's what it says.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never went to camp.
Well, you missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Flea song.
Huh. We did some shenanigans at camp.
Did ya?
If you send your six-year-old to a co-ed camp... Be aware. There's some honking going on in sixth grade.
Oh, flea, 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 flea.
Flea, fly, flow. Anyway.
No, flea, fly, yeah. Honk.
Well, I mean, there's not really honking, I don't think. I don't think there was
Yeah,
honking.
I don't think so either.
No,
not
I think
six.
There was just some, no, sixth grade.
Right.
Yeah, I think there was just some kissing.
Canoodling.
Canoodling. Yeah, yeah. Definitely canoodling. We canoodled. Yeah. We had some canoodles. All right, anyway, what was I talking about?
Talking about
Red
Flea.
Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, right. Yeah, $350 million.
We're talking about Flea. Yeah, Flea.
Remember when the boss said I need to have focus during this?
Yeah.
Man, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
The other story is federal prosecutors say a crime gang that targeted the homes of pro athletes has been busted. A federal complaint doesn't name the victims, but the dates and locations match several high-profile crimes, including October break-ins at homes of the Kansas City Chiefs player Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Seven defendants, all Chilean men between the ages of 20 and 38, have been charged with conspiracy to commit all this stuff.
I always find it fascinating how they can have these crime rings.
I know.
How you've got a group over here in Cincinnati. They broke into that Joe Burrow's house.
Yeah.
Then you got a group out here, and they're all contacting each other. Hey, Billy, it's your time to go in. Maybe I'll go Friday. You go tomorrow. You know, and they call each other.
Are there Chileans named Billy?
I don't know if the Chileans are named Billy.
Yes, it is Chileans. Chileans.
It's not Chileans.
No,
it's
I know. Chileans.
Chileans.
That's what I just said. Oh, yeah, that was wrong.
Yes, no.
Yeah.
But they make Maybe a phone so. Call, okay? Butch, whatever. You know, they have their days that they
no
go in and
either.
Do it.
Not going to say there's a Butch.
I'm no just saying
butch
that I'm very.
Well, I agree. It's
blown
weird
away
because
by
they did it yeah. at Hyde Park, right? At Cherry Creek. And
yeah.
then they went to New Jersey.
Yeah.
And did it there, too.
Right.
They're organized.
Yeah, they're organized.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Crime ring.
Let's see here. Oh, did you see they also changed the asteroid? It was going to really, really hit us, and now it's back down to 1.5%.
Yeah, I did see that.
They cannot decide on this asteroid, can they?
No, it's baffling.
Yeah, so it went up to 3% just yesterday, and then today they took it back down and said, oh, my God, no, it's just 1%.
Listen to me. Listen.
Yes, listen.
Linda. Do you really believe they know any percentage that this thing's going to hit? No. They do not know. We don't even know what time the snow's going to start today.
Yeah.
How do you know they don't know?
I'm just guessing. They keep changing it every day. That tells you right there they don't know.
And it's
if
7
it goes
years
up,
out.
It went up. Whoop. Now it goes down. And that's been just this week that's happened. So they don't know. They have no clue. And it's at 2032.
Remember how you said yesterday that Carson uses vagina deodorant?
What?
I said for his V area.
Yeah, you did.
That's what I
wow.
said. I didn't say it the way you just said it. I said that he uses aggressive. That all body stuff that you can splash under your pits and then hit the V area while you go out the door. That's what I said.
That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah. I
don't on know. Your way out the door.
He said that you use Lumi in your V area.
Lumi.
I did, Carson.
Because
I,
you weren't
I all
here.
Come clean.
Jeez.
I did say, we were talking about, what were we talking about? Something
I don't
to do
remember.
With deodorant.
But the reason why I bring it up
oh,
is.
Oh, something about smells good.
Yeah, your
remember,
V area smells
oh,
good.
Oh, you've been smelling
no,
my V area?
No, I did not say your V area smells good. I've never sniffed your V area. So don't even go there. You schmucks.
Anyway, not, yeah. The reason why I bring it up
did
is.
Did you see this? Oh, that's where you're headed.
Four more times I've said that.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, did I see what?
I know what you're doing.
What?
Nothing.
He saw the Masked Singer. He watched the Masked Singer.
That's why you bring it up?
Well, yeah. What did you think I was doing?
Oh, that guy that they said yesterday that was the smelliest guy in Congress.
They said
he's putrid.
What?
That he smells so bad they can't even go in his office. They can't do anything. I forgot what his name was, though. But they named the smelliest guy in Congress.
Jerry Nadler.
Is Jerry who?
Jerry Nadler.
Jerry Nadler.
That's a shame. His name's Nads.
Yeah. Old Nad stinks.
Wow, they said he just stinks. No, I know what we were talking about yesterday, Carson, why this came up, is because I figured out that, well, I didn't. I actually asked him. Schmidl and BJ don't wash their hands after they hold their wieners and potty. And
yeah. Both don't?
No.
Well, about, most of the time.
And it's really, really disgusting, in my opinion. And so I said, I bet you anything Carson does. And not only that, but then he'll use a French vanilla hand cream afterwards.
There you go.
Listen, there's nothing like a good lotion.
Yeah. That's what
And
it
then
was.
BJ chimed in. Yeah, he also uses Lumi on his V area.
Yeah. On the way out the door. Little splash, splash.
Now I know what goes on when I'm not here.
Yeah. Well, and then you've just proved our point by watching The Masked Singer yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're dancing.
Oscar De La Hoya, by the way, was the latest celebrity to be revealed on The Masked Singer. He was a fuzzy pea.
I felt so bad for him when he took off his head. I was like, no, Oscar.
So sad.
It's come to this.
Yeah. And I bet he needs the money.
I bet he does.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet that's why he did it. All right. I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
It is the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Snow on the way today. Sometime after 3 o'clock today. Looking at 3 to 5 inches for the metro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. You almost want to run up there to that Mike Stadium sports cards in Aurora to buy a packet of those cards. $50,000 is a lot of money.
Oh, are they selling them there?
That's where they're selling them. That's the company. I think that's where they're at, where they started this promotion, right? Spadil, you're supposed to know more about it than we do.
So there is a new card pack coming out today from Topps. And if you open the Bo Nix rookie card that is signed, there's only one of them. This shop in Aurora will pay you $50,000 for the card.
But the Topps go all the way across the country, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you get the card, you have to come into Aurora to get your money if you're in, say, Louisiana?
Yeah, but they just want the card.
I would just hold on to it.
Yeah, it's going to be worth way more than 50 grand.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
So that's the way it works.
Yeah. They said it's an autographed one of one, and they call it a super factor rookie card.
Now, did Ralphie ever get into collecting anything like that?
Nope.
No, me either.
Yeah.
I never did as a boy.
Really?
I never collected. No, never collected anything like that.
What did you collect? Beanie Babies.
And Beanie Babies, yeah.
But you as a kid.
Yeah, hockey cards and Beanie Babies. Yep. Big.
No kidding.
Huge. I got binders still of hockey cards. Like binders full of them.
And Beanie Babies.
Tubs full of Beanie Babies. With their tag protectors. Don't forget that.
Yeah, the tag protectors are a key.
Yep. Because they're worth nothing if the tag's bent.
Okay. Well, they're worth nothing anyway.
Well, one day they're going to be worth something.
Did you guys, I know you didn't see it because, it's one of 8 billion out there. But there's a girl and she's trying, her husband's like, you've got to get rid of the Beanie Babies. Like, they're worthless. You've got to. And so she keeps trying to drive to the Goodwill and give them up. But she's like, but what if we find out that they really are worth something?
Like, she's got the one that's just sought after.
She's like, got the Garcia one or whatever. And he looked it up and he's like, look, it's worth $2 on eBay and nobody's even buying it.
Yeah, they're worthless.
Yeah, well, I told you what happened. I had the purple one.
Yeah.
The purple one.
Princess Diana.
The Princess Diana one. And it was worth so much money. And I have it. And it has a tag protector and everything. But unfortunately, mine was stamped in the United States and not in England, so it was worthless.
So that made it
so lame.
Wow. It's so lame. One country.
Yeah. Man, everybody thought they were going to get rich on those things, didn't they?
Yeah. Have you ever given yours away? Or what?
Still got them. Stormed up my mom's house.
Just holding out.
Thanks, Mom.
Well, if you get this Tops, which I thought it was just like a promotion right here in Denver only.
No, no, it's across the country because it's those cards, crappy. Like Jamie said, they go everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll forget that.
I am seeing, though, that your odds of pulling that card are 1 in 62,000.
All right.
That's not
so
terrible.
So it doesn't seem that bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
How much is a pack of cards?
Last time I checked, they were like $10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, maybe we could, like, if they're 50 cents, we'd buy them all. And, you know. Yeah.
Do you still get bubble gum?
I don't know about that either.
You used to get gum with them.
I don't.
Right?
Listen, you're talking
when you got a packet of cards.
No, not with the hockey cards.
Yeah, well, they were cheap.
No gum.
Yeah.
I have George Bush's signed card.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it worth anything?
No, I think it's a reprint.
Which Bush?
The old one.
Oh, the old one.
Yeah, it's like bright red. It's weird. It's a weird looking card.
Really?
It's red and acrylic.
Is it autographed?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it might be worth something. I mean, he's dead.
I don't think so. Yeah,
probably not.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the podcast. It will be on the Odyssey app later on today. If there's anything you missed in the show today, you can catch it there with the podcast. Also, the weekend tickets, Slacker, the Slacker Show, has tickets at 5 o'clock today, and we'll have more tickets tomorrow morning at 7:45. Snow today. It's going to snow
today. So I just posted what the Mountain Wave weather guy said, and the winter weather advisory starts at 5 p.m. and ends at 5 a.m. And he said tomorrow's going to be crappy driving.
Okay. What was the verbiage that you used that off air, and I came back and said, well, when that is said, then normally we get more. What was it said? Dicey? No.
They use this term. I know.
And they seem to use this term. Yeah. Now, I might be wrong on this. I don't really keep count. I don't have a tote board or anything.
Yeah.
But sometimes when they use this verbiage, it means that they don't know, and then we get hammered. We get a doozy. You know what I mean?
See here, it says, okay, let me read
all
it.
Right.
Let's see here. A winter weather advisory will go into effect at 5 p.m. today through 5 a.m. tomorrow. The jury is still out.
There it is. Whenever they say the jury is still out, Lordy, here we go. It's
right?
Showtime.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get a 10-footer.
You think so?
A 10-footer.
So they're saying at the end of the evening commute, that's when it's going to be bad. And then tomorrow morning, your commute's going to suck.
I'm over it.
I am too.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
I mean,
we're at that point of the year where here in Colorado, I mean, we love Colorado. We love the weather too. But we get to a point where we're done. We're just done with it, right?
Yeah. I mean,
and I'm at that point right now. Now, I'll take some of those spring snows. I think they're beautiful. Where it snows in the morning and then it's gone by noon.
Yeah.
I love that. But I'm over the cold. The cold's, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay, thank you for telling us. BJ's done, everybody. BJ's done.
I'm going to get my bag. I'm leaving the studio. I'm done. All right.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no. What's CBS saying? Impactful event?
They said they're calling it an impactful snow event.
Ooh.
Folks, we might not be back here until next Wednesday.
Yeah.
We have to take a few days off. We're going to be buried in the snow.
Don't forget, today you need to get your meat, your bananas. What else is always sold out? Meat and bananas.
Bread.
Yeah.
Milk.
Yeah. Milk.
Yep.
Milk.
Yeah. So.
By the way, I've got to go by King Soopers today. I'm interested to see if they're back in full force in the deli section.
Boy, we all have big plans today, don't we?
You know what I got to pick up, too? A rotisserie chicken.
Oh, those are so good.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been there at like 10 a.m. and seen the people wait for them to come off the line?
Yeah.
They wait.
Hello? What do you think I do?
I was like, why is there everybody just like standing here? Like, what am I missing? Is there some like weird thing? Yeah. Well, then he starts bringing out the hot chickens and everybody's just like, oh, my God.
We got her chicken, man.
Guess what? I grabbed one, too, and I didn't even eat it.
Yeah. It was a FOMO. You had to get one.
I had to.
We
had
are to. Done. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. Try to be safe this afternoon with the snow and again tomorrow morning. And we're just joking. We'll be back here tomorrow. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy and see you then. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.